The accounting firm Arthur Andersen is losing some of its biggest customers because of the Enron scandal. Andersen was Enron's auditor and is being investigated for its role in Enron's collapse and bankruptcy. In the last week alone, the Chicago-based accounting firm has lost three major corporate clients. The latest is America's third-largest airline, Delta. NPR's Jack Spear reports.
The relationship between Arthur Andersen and Delta dates back some 60 years, but the airline's defection is just the latest blow for the country's third-largest accounting firm. Since the start of the year, Andersen has lost 34 corporate clients. Art Bowman is publisher of Bowman's Accounting Report, an industry newsletter. He says the list of companies leaving Andersen is starting to read like a who's who of corporate America.
Freddie Mac, Merck, SunTrust, and of course, Enron began it all this year when it collapsed and fired Andersen.
And while the defection of Delta isn't likely to be fatal for a firm the size of Arthur Andersen, which has 30,000 audit clients and posted nearly $10 billion in annual revenues last year, it does point to increasing unease amongst the firm's corporate customers. Coupled with growing litigation against the firm, Bowman says it raises crucial questions about Andersen's future.
Andersen will survive all of this, but will survive it in such a weakened state that it has to take some type of measure to create an entity that can survive, or it will have to be merged into one of the other firms simply to be able to survive at all.
It's expected that Arthur Andersen will be losing more corporate clients in the days ahead. Companies including Georgia-Pacific, International Paper, and FedEx are said to be reviewing their relationships with the accounting agency. Andersen's spokesman Patrick Dorton, however, said the company is gratified the vast majority of its clients have opted to stay with the firm. Delta, for its part, did not close the door on Andersen entirely, saying it will use the firm on an as-needed basis for consulting services. Last year, Arthur Andersen reportedly was paid nearly $2 million by Delta for auditing work and roughly $4 million for non-audit-related services. Delta was Andersen's 18th largest corporate client. Jack Spear, NPR News, Washington.